is it a little too early for being that loud? Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Presidents vote, 7-game season beginning in November. The Mountain West will begin in October. MAC presidents meet today to discuss their future. Ryan Fitzpatrick sets an NFL record, leading Miami over Jacksonville, and UAB beats South Alabama. Get you ready for the weekend, so let's go. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, September the 25th, 2020. Hope all is well in a busy show getting you ready for this weekend. Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show. He'll join us at 7:05. Josh Williams having some analytics, some breakdown of Vegas coming up at 7:25. And Charlie Pellett with our Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting and Fish Report talking dove hunting and dogs at 7:50 this morning. There's a lot to get into. Ryan Fitzpatrick breaks an NFL record as Miami beats Jacksonville 31-13. UAB destroys South Alabama 42-10. Pac-12 is back. Again, 7-game schedule November, Mountain West, October. MAC will vote to play today. Speaking of being back, Rondell Moore, the superstar at Purdue, is back at Purdue. Jeremy Pruitt will be back for 2 more years, contractually at least, in Tennessee. 2-year extension with a raise coming for the head volunteer. You don't volunteer if you get paid. NASCAR has their 4th of 10 races in their playoffs. They head to Las Vegas this weekend. Lakers beat the Nuggets last night to take a 3-1 lead. Remember, the Nuggets' first 2 series were also down 3-1. Got them right where they want them. NHL playoff Stanley Cup finals continue this weekend. Major League Baseball final weekend of the regular season this weekend. PGA Tour is down in the Dominican Republic. 4-way tie for the lead. Tyler McCumber, Hudson Swafford, Scott Harrington, and Sepp Straka. You can tell it's the week after a major. We had a lot of local guys playing well there. I have thoughts today about a really cool, interesting Paul Strelow point yesterday about Penn State in-state recruiting. And really, everybody's in-state recruiting. Now, that's kind of changed. We'll get our biggie games of the week today. We'll discuss the Major League Baseball playoff format that begins next week. Vegas has odds out right now on which coaches will get fired first in each conference in college football. The NCAA does away with minimum wins for bowl appearances. We could have winless teams in bowls this year, to which I saw one national analyst say, I'm calling it now, Arkansas versus Kansas in the Shreveport Independence Bowl. And finally, besides all of that, including us 3 guests, I'm waiting. I'll give you our address here at the station So all those can send me a gift basket, a fruit basket, a gift for the ones that were condescending on the text line when we suggested that we actually play college football this year. The West Coast guy that said, well, they're people actually care about their student athletes and not just money, that they actually care about it. Because the Pac-12 is back now. So we'll give you the address where you can send, monetary donations we'll take, gift cards we'll take, golf equipment stuff we'll take. Or if you just want to send a fruit basket, we'll do that. The producer of this and many other shows, the engineer of this and many other shows, and including a six-hour stint today. So you get tomorrow off, so we'll give you a little six-hour bump in here today. The most eligible bachelor in the upstate of South Carolina, therefore the keeper of the rose, the host of segment number two, John_Height in the Twitter world. Thank you, 3424. And our winky wanky brought with him some stinky stanky today, Mr. John Height. How you doing across the glass, my friend?
Morning, Mickey. I was doing well until you tried to pin that nonsense on me.
I think I have analyzed what has happened here today, and I think that a skunk died underneath the station.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is skunk.
That's what it smells like.
It smells like a bad IPA with the skunky beer.
Easy. It smells like Brian Fantana's cologne in Anchorman. Black Panther, by Odeon.
That works 50% of the time, 100% of the time, whatever it is.
That didn't make any sense.
How are you, friendo?
I'm doing well. Happy to be here. Happy it's Friday. Looking forward to a fun bye weekend.
Mm.
Look forward to the SEC returning to play. And glad that the rest of the country decided to join in. The only thing I need, I was texting with Brad Sink, if you can hear me talk to you, for 3 hours today from 9 to 12 at the press box right here on the Roar last night about how, you could keep the Pac-12 in the Mountain West, but I want the MAC back. I need my MAC-tion.
You need some Tuesday night football.
I need Tuesday and Wednesday night football real bad.
Couple things.
Real bad.
One is, do you remember all those texts that we got? And it was from a couple of the and it was some Big Ten, but it was mostly a Pac-12, and it was the condescending of, I'm going to trust Stanford's doctors. I'm going to trust Cal Berkeley's doctors. And,
sure.
And you people in the South, y'all have just over-prioritized football, and we're talking about deaths here. We're talking about people here. Well, now Pac-12's playing.
I thought you were going to say you were going to get off the texters after yesterday who were talking real big down there in Columbia, but who forgot to put the Spurs on the giant chicken.
Spurs not up down there.
How are you going to say Spurs up hashtag and not put Spurs on the chicken?
I don't know.
It's just a big old hen.
How'd your mascot sell a Gamecock when it's illegal? You can't raise Gamecocks anymore.
No, you can
raise them, you just can't fight them.
Well, I mean, but you can raise chickens.
Yeah.
I guess that's what they're doing down there. You don't need the Spurs.
Yeah.
There was a lot of confidence coming out of Columbia yesterday on our show and other shows here at the station. That put a big smile on my face yesterday, Mickey. You're going to spend $1 million on a statue.
Well,
I forget the most important part.
It was private funds. Now, let's be clear.
Well, no, I'm not saying somebody paid the money.
Somebody paid it. And this isn't going to go over well. Clemson can't talk much.
We can't?
We got that stupid little Tiger Cup thing right outside of gate one. That thing's awful.
Yeah, well, at least it depicted our mascot accurately.
Yeah, but you don't put a little statue of a cub up there. You put a statue of Danny Ford. You put a statue of Dabo Sweeney.
In time.
Alabama has a thing where they put statues of all the coaches who have won national championships.
I've seen it. It's impressive.
Okay. But not a Cub. Not deal. You just don't do that. I'm sorry. But I'm sorry. I'm just going to offend some people. I'm sorry.
Hey, at least we depicted the mascot accurately.
Well, they depicted the mascot accurately.
Well, I guess they don't have a Gamecock in the stadium. He's a big chicken.
Well, no, but the Gamecocks aren't born with those Spurs. You can have Gamecocks without Spurs.
You can trim them and clip them. But I'm just saying, if your whole moniker is going to be Spurs up, you got to include the Spurs.
We're talking about the thing you add, the metal thing that you add to their wrist, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they don't
the weapon.
Though. Yeah, but
it's the large talons for the chicken.
But they don't walk around those all day, every day. They just put those on right before they go into the ring, right? They don't walk around those every day.
I have no idea. We've already extended my knowledge of the of that bird species.
Were you surprised about the Pac-12?
No.
Well, it goes to show you that leaders aren't leaders, huh? Leaders are followers.
When the Big Ten followed suit, I thought it was only a matter of time. Now, I will say I was, you know, we had talked about the governmental hurdles in California and Oregon, so I thought that may hinder things up. But, hey, well, I think it's a combination of two things. One, we're all playing and they want to get in on it. But two, I think it's also coming to realize how unrealistic a spring season is for major college football.
Well, I here's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to the time that we have a controversial call in which they're going to go to the replay booth and the Pac-12 has to say, hold on, let's check with the Big Ten and see what they think. Was that pass interference, Big Ten? Was it a fumble, Big Ten?
We don't need to ask the Big Ten about what pass interference is.
That's true.
They don't know.
That's true.
But it's or fumbles, for that matter.
We're tied. Do we go to overtime, Pac-10? I mean, or Big Ten? What do we do here? Should we go to overtime? Okay. How are we going to do our overtime rules, Big Ten? We're just going to follow whatever you tell us to do is what we're going to do. It's ridiculous there. Did you see that history was made last night in the NFL?
I did not. What happened?
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who really catches a hard time, I think beard-wise and journeyman-wise.
But yeah, how many people would kill for that career?
Yeah, really. He was...
And or a Harvard degree.
Yeah, that's true. He was brilliant last night. 18 of 20 for 160 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 18 of 20. And Miami won 31-13 to go 1-2 on the season. Nice win on the road. But the NFL record that was set last night, something I've never heard of before. He beat the Jacksonville Jaguars for the sixth time, but he did it with the sixth different team.
Really?
Yes.
Let me see. He's played for the Bills?
Yeah, that was my next question. Do you know all the teams he played for?
The Bills, the Bengals, the Jets, now the Dolphins, the Texans?
Nope.
He played for the Texans, but he didn't beat the Dolphins.
He did play for the Texans. Yes, he did. Yeah, there it is. He did.
The Texans. Who else did he play for? Did he play for the Titans at some point in time?
Yes.
At six.
There's more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He's played for 8 teams.
8 teams.
8 teams.
The Bills? I already said the Bills.
Yeah.
The Bears?
No.
Who am I missing?
Did you say the Bucks?
No, but I should have.
And did you say St. Louis?
I did not.
He played for St. Louis.
He did. He did. I do remember that now.
So, starting in 2005.
Man, good for him.
The now 37-year-old quarterback played for St. Louis in 05 and 06, Cincinnati in 08, Buffalo from 2009 to 2012, Tennessee in 2013, Houston in 14, the Jets in 15 and 16, Tampa Bay in 17 and 18, and Miami in 19 and 20. I had no idea it was 8 teams, but the 6th different team that he quarterbacked to a win over the Jaguars.
Mm.
He's a Jaguar slayer.
He is not welcome in that fine city.
The Jaguars just can't beat the guy.
He's not going to be getting any tickets to the Gator Bowl.
How about that, man?
Anyway, good for him.
Great win for him last night. UAB pounds South Alabama last night.
Did you watch
any
of that game?
I did watch about 5 plays. Every time I turned it on, I was flipping around.
Mm-hmm.
And every time I turned it on, I saw a touchdown. And so it led me to looking up and seeing some stats. Because it was like, and again, it's one of those things. It happened in my life one time to where every single time that I watched Big Poppy come to bat, he'd get a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd look in the box score, and he only go 2 for 5. I just missed the 3 other at-bats. So it's not, the game wasn't all as offensive as it looked, but every time I turned it on, I was like, oh, my God, it's another touchdown. Oh, look, it's another touchdown. Last night in the game, UAB, let me give you the team stats. Make sure. 42-10 was the final. They had 509 yards of offense. South Alabama had 315. So it was just a matter of me when I was flipping it over. A good win. Do you watch some of it?
I watched a good bit of the first half. My biggest takeaway from it was UAB didn't give a rip if anybody was going to throw a flag for anything on the defensive side of the ball.
They were just mugging people. And
every single play, they just lit up that quarterback for South Alabama. Lit him up.
You're talking about Chase Lovertich.
Sure. I couldn't remember his name, but there were several times like
Chance,
he'd get
Lovertich.
He would get the pass off. One Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, and then he would just get obliterated.
Oh, really?
Almost every single play was a late hit on the quarterback.
Did they call a bunch of them?
No. They weren't calling it, and they were just going after him.
I don't know. UAB got 11 penalties for 122 yards last night.
Well, a lot of the plays that I saw, they weren't good. Brad Singer pointed out to me, that's when we started texting. He said, are you watching this UAB game? And the time was, I just walked in the house. I actually was turning on an episode of Sons of Anarchy.
Really?
But so I decided to switch over to the game.
Right.
And the first three plays I saw were just him just getting drilled, trying to dump it out into the flat.
Did it affect the way you feel about UAB? Knowing that they were riding dirty?
I think Bill Clark's one of the better defensive minds in all of college football. I think the job that he has done in rebuilding UAB does not get enough credit nationally. But there's a ceiling with that program.
Sure there is.
I'm saying that he is by far exceeded the expectations I placed on him in the return of that
football team. My point is this, though. If they played dirty,
yeah,
did it affect the way you feel about him? Not the success of the program or the conference. I'm talking about, you can't pull a team that plays dirty.
If they could get back to the other end of the line of playing physical versus playing dirty.
Okay.
I love good physical football.
Yeah, you just want it to the echoes of the whistle, not after the whistle.
Or, not wait till the quarterback's looking over and, watching the receiver try to make a play with the ball and then just getting, decleated.
Coming out of the huddle after the play's already over, back for the next play.
Right.
All right. Segment two today.
CBS Sports panel of analysts have put together their list of most underrated, overrated teams and some bold predictions for the Southeastern Conference for the season that starts tomorrow. And we will try to go through as many of them as we can.
Looking forward to it. Robin took the health there, had an amazing result. She lost 35 pounds of fat and 6 inches off her waist. Her A1C and cholesterol levels were down. She sleeps better at night, far less back pain. If you have symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea, call the health there. They promise to reverse those symptoms in 30 days or less, or they'll give you your money back. They'll even shop for you and cook for you. Right now, the second program is free. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME. Or go to idareme.com. Segment two with John Hite right after this.
Hey, guys. Seems like we hear too much about toxic masculinity these days and not enough about men being men. At Low Country Mail, we are focused on one thing, making men, men again. For just $200 a month, we take care of your testosterone, labs, physicals, doctor visits, and primary care. Want to be bigger, stronger, and last longer in the bedroom? Ask us about the P-Shot and the Big D-Wave Therapy. Book today, lowcountrymail.com, 864-920-3066. Pelham Road, Greenville. Go Tigers.
Built to last and rock solid resale value. Just two of the many reasons to own a Toyota and the place to buy your Toyota, Ralph Hayes Toyota in Anderson. Since 1951, Ralph Hayes Toyota has been delivering great value and service while setting themselves apart from the competition. And they're the oldest Toyota dealer in South Carolina. Whether it's a new, used, or certified pre-owned Toyota, you'll find it at Ralph Hayes Toyota, 3525 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson.
Clemson is all about traditions, and one of the very best is the Tiger Sports Shop. Tiger Sports Shop was founded in 1974 by legendary coach Dr. I.M. Ibrahim, who started the national championship-winning men's soccer program at Clemson. So they love Clemson and don't sell any other college apparel. They continue to be locally owned and operated and carry their own Tiger Sports Shop collection branded merchandise, which is quality apparel at a reasonable price. Visit them downtown Clemson and 1102 Tiger Boulevard or at tigersports.com.
This is for the men who never settle, the ones who miss the fairway all day, and still pull out the big stick. The type of guys who will always prefer to be behind the grill than in front of the camera. And the men who never let their friends forget about a high school nickname. This is the Lodge Mentality. This is Twin Peaks.
Who wants to settle for a single TV? With more TVs, bigger screens, plus our fabulous scenic views, there's more to watch at Twin Peaks.
Interested in social work? How about engineering? Maybe you want to be a teacher or financial manager? At Tri-County, their university transfer program is designed to put you on the pathway of your dreams. You see, their general education courses are anything but general. Their expert advisors will help you select the courses that will provide the smoothest transition with the greatest number of transfer credits to a four-year college or university. Start there. Save money. Succeed at whatever's next. TCTC.edu/transfer.
Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means doubling your first deposit. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contests, and Squares. At MyBookie, winning season means hitting all your parlays and props with your feet up, watching your team trounce their rivals. Rejoice! It's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play, designed to add more excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code WCCP and double your first deposit. Your winning season begins today, only at MyBookie.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla has done it again. We've made the buying experience even simpler. Pick your new Ford and give it a test drive. Every new Ford starts at Ford's factory invoice pricing. Real money for your trade, then just add tax and tags. The best part, no extra added dealer or dock fee. Use that extra savings for accessories or an extended service contract. We're a small dealer doing it the right way for over 57 years. Shop smart, informed, and save. Shop us on edwardsautosales.net or stop by at 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla.
From the Priority One Security Studios, all the sports you need, and some you didn't even know you needed. We are the Roar.
Well, it's all.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Someone to tell you everything. My great friends at Katechi, C-A-T-E. Man, I'm sitting here thinking about how to spell Katechi. C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. There you go. As my buddy Greg Rushen, the general manager, says, a lot of E's in there. Katechi, C-A-T-E-E-C-H-E-E.com. All right. You got a little bit of rain today. That's fine. That's fine. Have you seen the weather tomorrow and Sunday?
I have not.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
It's supposed to rain all tomorrow.
Nope.
That has changed.
We are great. So I want you to, it's an open date for Clemson. Georgia is down at Arkansas. Yes, sir. So now is a great time for you to head down and play some golf this weekend. Gamecocks, you only have about 15,000. Can't even sell that out. So this weekend, it's a great time to head down to Katechi. CATEECHEE.com. 20% chance of rain tomorrow, 20 on Sunday, but lows in the 60s, highs only 80, no wind. This is the perfect golf weekend. If you've not made your tee time, you can take it this morning. CATEECHEE.com. Still got to get you down there. You know, I thought we were going to get you down there last weekend or this weekend. Had some things going on with their film crew and all that, but we'll get you down. Love the time there. I was talking to a person who was at Wingfoot yesterday. They were at Wingfoot for the U.S. Open. And we were talking everything about it, and I was trying to tell them about Andrew Oliphant and all the great things they're doing and the track man coming in, all the technology and all that coming over to Katiche. CATEECHE.com. Segment two with Mr. John Hite.
Mickey, as we alluded to in the previous segment, CBS Sports has put out through their panel of quote-unquote experts and analysts of overrated and underrated teams, and we'll start with the overrateds, and we're going to start with your favorite employee of CBS Sports, and that's Dennis Dodd's pick. In his pick is a team we will see tomorrow night take the field in Williams-Brice Stadium with no Spurs, but it doesn't matter. That's the Tennessee Volunteers. He writes, "I'm just not there with the Volunteers yet. That was a fine six-game winning streak at the end of last season, but the SEC has proven you need a quarterback to win. I don't know if Jeremy Pruitt has one. When the standard is Sean Robinson at Missouri, that's who Jared Guarantano is ranked behind by some in the SEC, then there is a problem. Even with the loss of Joe Burrow, this is one of the SEC's best collection of quarterbacks. The Vols aren't going anywhere meaningful without inspired quarterback play."
The man is right. He is a he's a genius. Now he's right in that the end of the season was we put too much into that because the who they played, you know, they had a pulse. Give him credit for the turnaround. And he's right about Guarantano. What I don't think that Tennessee fans deep down are saying, "Yeah, we beat Missouri last year. Yes. Yes, we beat Vanderbilt." Well, they had to beat Vanderbilt finally after all these years. But, and I don't think anybody, any Tennessee fan, any true Tennessee fan, we had one call the other day, Tennessee Duke, trying to tell me how great Guarantano is, but they know. I mean, that's talk. That's fodder. That's like trash talk. They know that Guarantano is not the long-term or the big-time answer, the reason you're excited. An offensive line, a decent running game, hopefully for them. Questions at wide receiver now. A very talented linebacker, a couple of talented corners. You know, there are some pieces at Tennessee. And the other thing, again, let's to be clear on this, Tennessee is a lot like so many teams in this conference right now. And so many teams really in college football. In that there's a clear divide between the haves and the have-nots. And while Tennessee football has more than South Carolina, in week two has more than Missouri, you think has more than Kentucky maybe, has more than Arkansas, more than Vanderbilt, Tennessee football does not have more than Georgia or Alabama or A&M, Auburn, or Florida. It's almost like it's two completely different seasons in there. We put Tennessee in the middle of the pack in the SEC. And I think it's clear that they are better than five of the teams on their schedule. And I think it's clear that they're worse than five teams on the schedule, you know?
So I agree with that wholeheartedly.
I don't care. It's almost like Tennessee can play if they just play their C game all year long.
They go 5-5.
Right. They're that much better than South Carolina, Missouri, Arkansas, Vanderbilt, whatever. But they're not anything close to Georgia, Alabama, Auburn, Florida, Texas A&M.
I agree.
So now, and maybe not that much better in South Carolina and Kentucky, but I still think better. They're obviously their favorite against South Carolina on the road. Mm-hmm. But it's just something I don't trust about Jeremy Pruitt. Maybe it's his character. Just don't not the biggest believer in what Tennessee's doing right now. Anyway, Dennis Dodd kind of gets it.
For the first time in 2020.
Yeah.
The next, we have Tom Fornelli, and his pick was Auburn. He writes, "The quarterback has always been the most important position in football, but in recent years, it's become even more important. When I look at the teams expected to compete in the SEC West this season, Auburn's quarterback situation is the one I have the most questions about. Elsewhere, there's been a lot of attention on how much LSU has to replace, and it's a lot, but Auburn loses a lot of production as well. I think there's just a little too much assuming going on with this Auburn team. Of course, keep in mind that when I call Auburn overrated, I mean it in the sense that I'm comfortable calling it a top 15 team, just not a top 10 team." Thoughts on what Mr. Fornelli has to say?
I agree with this as well. I mean, I don't know how we get to Auburn. Auburn is first of all, how do you say Auburn is overrated or underrated? Because Auburn is both.
Every year.
Every year. Auburn is the team that 1 week looks like, you know what? they've got their ducks in a row. This Auburn team looks like it knows what it's doing. And then the next week you go, ooh, man, that didn't look good at all. Auburn last year, after going toe-to-toe with LSU in Baton Rouge, 23-20 in a war.
An absolute war, yeah.
Comes back home and really was pretty fortunate to beat Ole Miss. You know, Auburn is the team that looked like they was losing the entire game against Oregon and squeaked one out against Oregon. Auburn's a team last year that beat Alabama in one of the greatest football games ever played. And the very next game, lay an egg against Minnesota. So that's who they are. With that said, Georgia, Alabama, A&M, LSU, I'm with them on this. I think the schedule's too difficult for them, and I think that their inconsistency, I think they're going to beat either Georgia or Alabama again this year.
But then they're going to lose to one of the schools in Mississippi.
Right. Yeah, that's who Auburn is.
I think if either, you know, we've been talking a lot about how Mike Leach and Lane Kiffin, when they're going to get somebody, one of them's getting Auburn.
Absolutely. So that's who Auburn is. And that's who Auburn has been. Consistently year to year, the biggest consistency is their inconsistency. National championship one year or national championship game one year and 8-5 the next.
Right.
This is who they are, man. It's crazy. There's no stability in the Auburn football program. There's been no stability in the Auburn administration for years.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows leadership trickling down.
The next team we have is Barrett Solis, and he picks the Georgia Bulldogs. He writes, let me get this straight. We're going to put faith in a Georgia offense that has a revamped offensive line, a number one running back in Zamir White who hasn't held that job in previous years with health issues, a transfer quarterback in JT Daniels who inherited the job after Jamie Newman's departure and hasn't been medically cleared to play, a wide receiving core that has one established weapon in George Pickens, and a brand new offensive coordinator in Todd Monken? Nope. In a normal season with spring practice season? Maybe. But not in 2020. Georgia's defense is stellar and will keep the Bulldogs in every single game. There's no doubt about that. But will that offense be consistent enough to put Georgia in the college football playoff? Not a chance.
Zamir White he looked good in the bowl game. 18 carries for 92 yards. I guess that's pretty good. 5 yards a carry. That was his biggest game. His next biggest game was Murray State, in which he rushed for 72 yards. He's never rushed for 100 yards in a game yet. Matter of fact, he's never rushed for those are the only two games that he rushed for more than 57 yards in a game. Now, again, he didn't touch it a lot. But part of you goes, well, why didn't he touch it more? SEC Championship game, 5 carries for 5 yards. Against Florida, 1 carry for 2 yards. Let me give you the good defenses he ran against last year. Against Kentucky, 1 carry for 3 yards. Against Florida, 1 carry for 2 yards. Against Auburn, 3 carries for 10 yards. Against LSU, 5 carries for 5 yards.
And this is with a much better offensive line than he will have this year.
Yeah, I like Zamir White.
I love Zamir White. I wanted Clemson to get him like crazy. And I hate the fact that he has been riddled with injuries
right. In
his time in Athens.
Right.
I'd love to see a healthy Zamir White take on college football.
Yeah. But can you count on George Pickens to make it through a season without getting in some sort of trouble?
Can you count on any Georgia player?
Well, I mean, Pickens, this guy's done it already.
Oh, I know.
So, but you know, quarterback-wise, we'll see. Offensive line-wise, we'll see. Defensively is what we're banking this thing on.
Oh, 100%.
But the offense is going to be a work in progress. It won't be this weekend. You're playing Arkansas.
Yes, sir.
Let me just give a little preemptive strike here, friend. For what we're going to see on Monday is we're going to see these texts that come in. That's it. Munkin's a genius. Munkin is the guy. You got to look out for Monk. Monk, man.
Monk is no longer re-airing on USA Network on Tuesday nights. No, it's every Saturday on CBS.
You're gonna see it. And so Georgia fans are going to be ecstatic saying, that's it. We look like we have a pulse on offense. But let me remind you that Arkansas is one of the worst teams in the country when it comes to, well, I mean, right now Arkansas is on a 9-game losing streak. Is that right? They gave it 31 to San Jose State. They gave it 51 to Auburn, 48 to Alabama, 54 to Mississippi State, 45 to Western Kentucky, 56 to LSU. When Western Kentucky puts up 45 on you.
Georgia's got to hit at least 42 points on Saturday, right?
I didn't know this. I saw the all-name team yesterday, and I didn't. I don't know how I missed this guy. Have you seen the linebacker at Arkansas?
I'm not sure.
Bumper Pool.
What a name.
I love this guy. This guy is my new favorite player across the country.
He's your new favorite Razorback?
Yes.
Is it a P-O-O-L or P-O-O-L-E with silent E on the end?
It is. Let me find this guy in here. Somebody sent this.
The problem is you can't Google search Bumper Pool to get his stats because they're just going to give you rules and that's insight and strategy on the game.
That's what I'm saying. Here it is right here. He is an inside linebacker. Keep up with this one. He played 340 snaps last year. 275 on defense and 65 on special teams. I guess I didn't watch a whole lot of Arkansas defense last year. 6'2", 220-pounder from Lucas, Texas. He's a junior at Lovejoy High School. Bumper Pool, P-O-O-L.
Really? So they just went for it.
Bumper Pool.
With a name like that, too, a name like Bumper, you got to be a linebacker or a fullback.
Guy had a pretty good little year last year. He had 94 tackles.
Good for him.
I love it. So Bumper Pool, my new favorite Arkansas Razor.
Looking for a big afternoon of Bumper Pool on Saturday.
Can you imagine like being an Arkansas coach coming in, linebacker coach meeting your crew and say, what's your name, Bumper Pool? No, really.
No, I didn't ask you what your favorite game was.
Right.
What's your name?
Anyway, no.
Good for him, man.
But watch, Georgia fans will come in on Monday and go, well, we're back, Munkin, boy, we're back. Nah, it's Arkansas, bud. We'll see. Next week, you got Auburn. So let's see what that looks like. All right, up against the break, buddy. I enjoyed segment two. Let's continue that next week. Quickly, fly down the rest of what you have for me. What do we have there as far as the overrated and underrated?
The last overrated team we didn't get to is LSU. Underrated. One guy has Auburn. One guy has Kentucky.
See, Auburn's underrated and overrated. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
One has A&M. One has Ole Miss.
As far as underrated.
Yeah.
I like it. We'll find out.
Ben, it proves your point that Auburn is both.
That's exactly right. Auburn's the only team that can be overrated and underrated in the country. All right. Our friends over at Pinecrest Foods, I love Pinecrest Foods and Riley Cordell. I'm going to love when we get our ice cream in here. We believe in this company, and this is it's a dairy delivery company, but they do so much more. They deliver everything when it comes to your needs at your schools, at your healthcare facilities, at your at your restaurants, at your convenience stores. Get in touch with them. It's delivering local freshness daily. They also have food packages, meat products from Carolina Pride and Star Foods. Both of those are local companies. You know, their creamery snacks in Flat Rock, North Carolina, Southern Ice Cream in Charlotte, North Carolina, Clemson University Blue Cheese and Clemson Best Premium Ice Cream. They deliver all those as well. These are getting you local farms, local companies for what you need. So if you are looking for a company delivering great products every single day, Riley Cordell, a dairy veteran for years and years and years, has set up a great team, 844-844-MILK, located in beautiful Flat Rock, North Carolina. Have you ever been to Flat Rock?
I have.
Beautiful place up there, man.
Gorgeous.
Love it. PinecrestFoods.com. Good people. We'll come back. We'll open up phone lines for the first time. A busy hour, too. So if you need us, want to get in touch with us, do that after a very short break.
Hey, Tiger fans. This year, we celebrate the 125th season of Clemson football presented by Lending Tree. You can be part of the celebration either in the stadium or at home. Visit ClemsonTigers.com/125season today. While you're there, you can vote for the top 125 players and the top teams in Clemson football history. Additionally, there will be feature stories and other content as we recognize this historical milestone. It's the 125th season of Clemson football presented by Lending Tree.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson. These are actual customer Google reviews about George Coleman Ford. Alex says, my fiance and I went to look for a used vehicle for me. We went and had an amazing experience. The sales associate and sales manager were such a great help. We will be coming back for future purchases. Or this lady who writes, the sales manager and sales associate were great to work with and found the truck we wanted. Probably the best experience we've had purchasing a vehicle. It's simple, my friends. Buy from George Coleman Ford. You'll thank me later.
The things lately seem out of control. Then it's time to take control and achieve an insanely clean and healthy home with the experts at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Zero Res uses patented powered water technology, not harsh chemicals, and with no soapy residue, your carpet stay cleaner longer. Right now, get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129 and mention me, Mickey Plowler, and get a free hallway clean for free. Call 864-558-7300 or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Avoiding the carpool? With an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union, you can make it to every event in true Clemson style. With low rates and a variety of financing options, now is the time to apply. Not a Founders member? Not a problem. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and is the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers.
The time has come for you to get your new South Carolina driver's license or ID. Visit scdmvonline.com to learn more about Real ID and what you need to buy your new license today. You may even be eligible to buy your new Real ID online and avoid an SCDMV branch altogether. Gather all required documents now and buy your Real ID with Gold Star at any SCDMV office in the state. Make sure your ID will get you on an airplane or into a federal building before it's too late. Visit scdmvonline.com and make the switch today.
Missed a show? No worries. Catch every hour of every show on our webpage, WCCPFM.com. We are The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. I looked up, UAB scored a touchdown. I'm telling you, that's what I do the whole game. UAB about to go up 28 to 10. I'll be honest with you. UAB's acting like a bunch of idiots, too, on the sidelines and stuff. And so I had to turn. I can't watch anymore. I'm sorry. They're happy to play, but I'm not a big UAB fan after watching, like you said, watching some of the antics. All right, our great friends at Harbin Lumber. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053-353-5053. In our laundry room, mud room, kitchen, living room, bathrooms, and walk-in closets, Wes came in and completely designed, custom designed, and custom built cabinets for us. It was the most impressive thing I saw in a remodel of our home. The guy is an artist. The guy is amazing. And I've had zero issues. Here we are, maybe 4 or 5 years in this thing now, and I'm not the first issue with any cabinet. We got a lot of cabinet space. We needed more cabinet space, and we got it. It's one of the big parts of our remodel. And the quality of his work was just amazing. I mean, down to the one, you know this, John, from construction stuff down to, you're talking about cabinets, man. You got to be really, really, really precise. Down to the 1/1,000,000th of a centimeter on stuff. Anyway, the guy's really good. If you want cabinets custom made, custom installed, go with Harbin Lumber. Part of their installed services they have. Full service lumber yard, harbinlumber.com, 353-5053, 353-5053. I don't know what it is, but for some reason, a couple of our fans here in recent days have been so hung up on schedules. I know it's early, and I know you're, I'm big on the facts, don't care about your feelings. I'm looking right now at the NCAA strength of schedule. Clemson's strength of schedule 6th in the country right now. The remaining strength of the schedule is even better than that. And there's just a lot of teams that haven't played yet. I get that. But our text line is infatuated with schedules. I'll go over for you one more time. Joe from Easy writes in, and Joe, you just, I know you're trolling. You have to be trolling. No human being can really believe this.
Just a little rollover effect from all the shows yesterday.
He says, I know you can claim Clemson plays a tougher schedule than Bama, which is complete nonsense. Notre Dame would struggle to win 3 games against Bama's schedule. Does a one-loss Clemson team get in the college football playoff? If South Carolina opens up a 2-0, will they take Florida's top 5 spot? Well, a couple things here, Joe. Number one.
That last one just gets me.
Number one, why are we continuing to talk about schedules? I made the point yesterday. Clemson is 22-2 in their last 4 years. The senior class, the fifth-year seniors, they're 22-2 against top 25 teams. What does it matter who they play? It doesn't matter. If they're not playing Alabama, last year LSU, or Ohio State this year, it doesn't matter who they play. Number two, you mean to tell me, Joe, this is where you lost it here. You mean to tell me that Notre Dame would have a hard time beating 3 teams on Alabama's schedule? Joe, the Crimson Cock. Come on, Joe. What?
Crimson Cock.
There you go. You're talking about Alabama rather than South Carolina. Here's the thing I got for you, Joe. Would Alabama be favored? I mean, would Notre Dame beat Missouri?
Yes.
Would they beat Ole Miss?
I think so, yeah.
Would they beat Mississippi State?
I believe so, yeah. They're a better team than both of them. And you know how I am on both the Mississippi schools.
Would they beat Arkansas?
Yes.
That's not even including the middle games in there. So, Joe, Notre Dame, he says Notre Dame would struggle to win 3 games with Bama's schedule. I just gave you 4. They'd be double-digit favorites over. And why are we talking hypotheticals?
Well,
he said that
that's what they got.
In his next text, he goes that Kentucky and Notre Dame would be a toss-up. Come on, Joe. Come on, buddy. It's too early in the morning for you to be doing this to yourself. Why are we talking schedules again? It all comes out of it.
When you have nothing to stand on, you rely on schedules and schedules for other teams.
But here's one thing, honest to goodness. We always talk about this when Clemson and South Carolina say that they play in November, bro. They're going to play. Well, they don't play this year, so maybe we get back to the November thing. Maybe we get back to the schedule thing because they're not playing November every year. Maybe that's the case. You okay over there?
Yeah, I'm just trying to process what Joe's trying to put in here.
Uh-huh.
Why is Auburn being favored by 8 over Kentucky at home matter about what Notre Dame would do against Alabama's schedule?
It doesn't, but that's not a toss-up either. It's not a toss-up. An 8-point favorite, it's more than a touchdown favorite. 8-point favorites win at a very high percentage of the time. Not only that, but Notre Dame is ranked ahead of Auburn right now. I don't know if you noticed that or not. So 8 points is not a toss-up. Do you think Auburn and Kentucky are a toss-up tomorrow?
No.
Okay. Come on, Joe.
I think it's going to be a compelling football game.
Just tell me. Just text in about your team. Do you like Colin Hill? Do you think you're going to beat Tennessee? You think? Just call in about your team. Don't crimson cock me, man. You know, now you're trying to Auburn cock me. No, don't do that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Text said, Mick, you must be making a killing to be able to afford cabinets and garage floors. Yeah, I am making a killing, obviously. But secondly, you don't have to make a killing to afford these things.
See what you did there.
Texas said, can you tell me Georgia's strength of schedule? That's a Google search. Georgia hadn't, on the first part of it, Georgia hadn't played anybody yet, so they don't have the first part of it. I can tell you the remaining part of it, and we'll do this too. This Texas makes a good point. UAB is a dirty team. It appears that way to me.
Yeah.
I watched a little
and
bit
not
now.
They're not usually this dirty as they were last night.
I don't know what got into them. I guess they're excited to play. We'll see. Texas says Notre Dame will win four. No. All right, here. First of all, man, what are we doing talking hypotheticals on other teams' schedules? To me, the most meaningless conversation we can have is, well, what would you do against our schedule?
Preach.
Because here's the thing.
Preach.
Here's the thing. As I told you yesterday, I don't have to tell you what I would do. I'll tell you what I do.
Yep.
Notre Dame is going to play Notre Dame's schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama is going to play Alabama's schedule.
South Carolina is going to play South Carolina's schedule.
I am an extremely intelligent individual, maybe the smartest person I know. I can't tell you what Notre Dame would do against Alabama's schedule. Nobody knows that. Why would you talk about that? It's such a waste of my time. And here's what I do know. The one thing I do know, they're not going to play that schedule.
Yeah.
So your hypothetical in your mind, what you think they would do, my hypothetical in that mind, even if we met in the middle, what would it matter? Who would care?
It means nothing.
It means nothing. It's absolutely nothing. What it means is my team sucks, so I'm going to try to come up with some sort of argument against your team that's hypothetical and makes no sense whatsoever. It means my team is terrible, and so I've got to have something to argue.
Right.
Against your team.
Mm-hmm. And it's also a lot easier for Carolina fans to talk about Clemson, talk bad about Clemson, when they know they don't have to deal with Clemson this year.
What has Dabo Swinney done to the SEC? What has he done against top 25? What has he done against top 10?
Hurt their feelings a lot.
I mean, at some point in time, you just got to go, it's such a weak, feeble attempt because we stink. I'm trying to – this is where you can't even – come, you can't bring a knife to a gunfight, man. This is just weak. If you want to say, I think we're going to be better this year because offensive line play, I'm willing to listen to that. I think we can win four or five games this year. I think we should be fair. Well, I think we have a chance to win tomorrow night. I can listen to that.
Absolutely.
Well, what would you do against Southern Cal's schedule? What would you do against Oregon's schedule?
So that's how we know you're terrible, because you won't do this against this schedule. What?
Okay, you're better than Clemson. All right, you win. Clemson played the Southern Wake Forest. All right, you win. You're better than Clemson. No! It's the whole conference argument is weak. The whole what would you do against the schedule, what we do against your schedules, all of it's just weak. Weak, weak, weak. And it'd be different if South Carolina has actually had success in the ACC. I mean, look at what their record is. Look at what Dabo Swinney's record is in the SEC, and look at what South Carolina's record is under Will Muschamp in the ACC. So there's your argument.
Yeah, it'd be one thing if Will Muschamp could beat a team from the ACC.
I mean,
Virginia, North Carolina,
Clemson. Anyway, all right. Busy hour number two. Josh Williams is going to join us 7:25. Jinx Inc. Realty Hunting Fish Report at 7:50. But Scott Reimer joins us. We'll get Scott's thoughts on what he saw in Death Valley, what was the atmosphere like for him, the tailgating stuff that was like for him, and also look forward to the remaining schedule for Germantown next week, then Miami the following week. I want to get to this in hour three, John Hyatt. In-state recruiting across the country. It's amazing that the number of even good teams that are struggling inside their own state getting players, mainly because it's turned to a national deal now. Also, we're going to get you the biggie smalls games of the week. We'll get you the Vegas odds on firing coaches. Wouldn't you hate to like look up and see your name on the list of, well, it's a 2-1 odds to be the first coach to be fired in the league? That wouldn't be good. And we'll talk about Major League Baseball playoff format. Got a lot to do. Getting ready for college football tomorrow with that Biggie Small stuff. Just a lot to do. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, Mark Hawkins, Amanda McCall, the great team wants to talk to you right now. You know, the process of refinancing, the process of getting secured for a loan and buying a home or remodeling your home, that's not a it's not the easiest thing in the world to do. I mean, there's some things you got to sign, some decisions you got to make. But in the end, those are doable, and it's more doable at Prime Lending because this team has pared down and really made it as simple as it can be. It's still not as simple as some things in life, but they make it as simple as it can be. The other thing I can tell you is you need the expertise on your side. You need the experience on your side to look at all the factors that are out there. I want you to look at Prime Lending. I would say just talk to them about refinancing right now and just get on the list of saying, you know what, let's what does it need to be for me to think about refinancing? Once we see rates drop to this amount, what would we need to look at? Mark and his team can do that for you. No obligation phone call. All the information can be found. PrimeLendingSC.com. When we come back, Scott Reimer, Tiger pregame show. He's got the week off much like you do this weekend, John Hyatt. Except for he's going to watch college football tomorrow. Short break, come back. Hour number two right after this.